Ah, we meet again. Hey, welcome to It's Your Call. I am John Milkey, and it is your call. Your call is what makes this show happen. And I'm always intrigued by the emails that say, I wish I could hear more calls in your show. Well, that's entirely up to you. Here's the number, 613-604-6464 in the USA, 941-725-MILK, 941-725-6455. I've got way too many phone numbers on the go. Thank you, by the way, yesterday for articulating your desire for me to be able to post more of a schedule. So, listen, you're making an investment to tune in, and I appreciate that. And I've seen the numbers on the podcast especially and on the live show. It's the biggest property I've got right now on BTR. So you're willing to make an investment. The least I can do is do my best to keep you in the loop as to when the show is going to be on. So thank you. I hear you. And what I have done is I have updated itsyourcall.ca to not only include a video link for today. So if you want to join us via webcam, you can. But also it has I will be on the air links. Now, of course, sometimes I'm going to mess that up. Things happen. But my intent this week, just so you know the schedule, I intend to be here. Obviously, I'm here today. But Wednesday, there will be a show. Thursday, there will be a show. I am going to take Friday off. It is the Christmas holiday weekend. Come Friday, I'm done. Feet up, Bailey's in my hand, eating an obscene amount of things. Testing to make sure that the baking is satisfactory and can be shared with our friends and family. So no show Friday. Probably no show Monday next week, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I would say so. All right, there you go. So there's that. So it's your call.ca, 613-604-6464. Peter says, like and share, peeps. Listen, that helps in a big, big way. This is not necessarily a political show, and what I'm always trying to do is find that middle ground on the things that divide us, right? So we're going to bring up issues. Yesterday we talked about drag queens, and there are certainly some people on a very opposite side of that whole thing than I am, and that's okay. And we got to talk about it, and I learned a few things about, you know, why some people object to drag shows, and that was helpful. So today we're going to talk about something very, very different from that. Chrissy loves the fire intro. Okay, that's awesome, Chrissy. Appreciate that. Today, I want to address something that, well, actually, one of my Facebook friends is probably not tuned into this because they're on hold right now. They're on a call with Rogers trying to, I guess, somehow a phone number was that they had was given away, and they're trying to get it back. Their estimated on-hold time is between 52 and 119 minutes. Wow. I have been going through a bit of a nightmare myself. You remember a guy named Lowell Green who used to do a show here? Well, we had a phone line set up just for Lowell Green with Freedom Mobile. I just got yet another bill for that phone, which we canceled right after Lowell retired. I've got my own phone lines. Don't need that one. It's redundant. I have now gone through this process with Freedom Mobile three times, trying to get a line canceled. Oh, by the way, you can't just log on to your account section and cancel. Oh, no. Oh, no. You have to go through hoop after hoop after hoop and actually talk to live human beings who, of course, are only there to try and encourage you to take a better deal, spend more money. I get it. I get it. Sure. And sometimes, you know what? You can make that happen for me. That's not the case here. I just don't need the line. But here I go again for the third time, going to have to get somebody on the phone and explain to them that I just need to cancel this. All this to say, are you ready for some potential competition as it pertains to things like your cell phone service, your cable TV service, if you still have cable TV, your internet service, your home phone? Are you ready for lower prices and some competition? Because I got to tell you, I'm pretty optimistic about the new head of the CRTC. Everything that I am reading about Vicky Eat Rides, and I hope I'm saying her name right. I apologize if I'm not, but it is spelled E-A-T-R-I-D-E-S. So Vicky Eat Rides. She is the new head of the CRTC, effective January 5th. So she is the regulatory body's chair and CEO for 5 years. Okay, if you're not familiar with her, and I wasn't, but I've certainly been doing a little bit of homework. Most recently, an assistant deputy minister at Innovation, Science, and Economic Development Canada. She's been there since 2019 after serving in several senior roles at the Competition Bureau. Hey, the Competition Bureau. Okay, she understands a thing or two about competition. She previously taught competition law courses at Queen's University and is a member of the Ontario Bar. That's very, very, very encouraging. All right. The Senate, as you may or may not be aware, is currently looking at two bills right now that have both passed the House of Commons. One of them, C-11, probably the most worrisome. Even Elon Musk has chimed in about C-11. But it's about to, I guess, get its third reading in the Senate. So once it passes its third reading, of course, it becomes law. It's an ambiguous law. That's the one that a lot of us fear is going to try and censor what we post on the internet. You, me, anybody that posts anything on the internet. TikTok, by the way, is now the number two social media platform on the planet. There's a whole lot of posting of things going on TikTok. If you post on TikTok, Bill C-11 could very much affect you. The bill is ambiguous, like I say. It doesn't set forth any actual laws. It is said to be designed to encourage places like YouTube to give back to Canadian film and TV, etc., so that we can have, you know, an equal footing. And this is kind of the way it's done, by the way, in the film and TV industry, right? Certain percentages of the dollars go back into, you know, Canadian film funds. And I'm sure you see all of that, you know, when you're watching, especially a lot of the Hallmark movies, you know, that are shot in Canada, you know, produced with, you know, funding from Quebec government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's ambiguous because, well, it doesn't define yet what is and what is not Canadian content. That is going to be up to the CRTC. So that is going to be one of the big jobs for our new head of the CRTC, Vicky Eat Rides, and her new team to determine and interpret this law and put in place the things that will determine what is and what is not Canadian content on the internet. So she's not commented on specific regulatory goals that she's thinking of, but she says she's focused on driving, this is a quote, tangible results for Canadians, including putting money back in people's pockets. Now, that's language I think everybody can understand, and your ears kind of perk up. Putting money back in your pocket, ensuring more choice, and promoting innovation. I'm encouraged to hear that, especially considering her resume. She comes from the Competition Bureau, really, on the law side. Now, the Competition Bureau, speaking of them, made its final arguments last week. There is currently a proposal to make our world even smaller as it pertains to our communications companies. Right, we've really got the big three. We got Rogers, we got Bell, we've got Telus, and Shaw's in there as a player as well. Well, of course, there's a $26 billion merger that is on the table. Rogers wants to acquire Shaw. And part of that requires Shaw to give up, or for Rogers to divest itself of, I should say, the Shaw-owned Freedom Mobile. So it's a controversial deal, and the Bureau is attempting to block it because they say this is going to make for even less competition. Okay, so that's where we're at with that. FYI, we are under an illusion here in Canada. I think a lot of people are not aware of just how little competition we have. It looks, when you go to the mall, you see all kinds of kiosks, and it looks like there's all kinds of competition. Oh, there's Koodo, and there's Telus, and there's Public Mobile, and there's Virgin, and there's Lucky, and there's PC Mobile, and there's Alliant, and there's Fido, and there's Chatter, and there's Freedom, and there's Videotron. Well, yes, but also no. Because Koodo is owned by Telus. Public Mobile is owned by Telus. Virgin is owned by Bell. Lucky is owned by Bell. PC Mobile, Alliant, also Bell. Fido, Chatter, Rogers. So sure, at the mall, looks like you've got, what, 10 different companies to choose from? No, they're just different brands. All owned by these same three companies. Some exceptions apply. My cell phone happens to be with Videotron. They're a provincial carrier out of Quebec. Every single time I have dealt with Videotron on something, they have given me more and charged me less for it. I am a happy Videotron customer. And my cable, for lack of a better word, my TV service, comes from my internet provider, TechSavvy. I want more competition. The more competition there is, the better the service, the less likely you are to be on hold like a friend of mine is right now. Current wait time is between 52 and 119 minutes. Who has that kind of time? A little bit of competition, you might find that you're on hold a lot, you know, for a lot less of your day. And that your prices might come down. So I've been big on TechSavvy. I've been big on Videotron unabashedly. And they are a Quebec carrier here in Ottawa. Because of our proximity, we can have Videotron cell phone service, which, by the way, works just fine across the country. And one of the lovely things about Videotron, if you're a snowbird, you know how you've taken your mobile phone down there in the past? And all of a sudden you're making calls and receiving texts and stuff, and you get like this gargantuan bill? Yeah, with Videotron, it's a buck. A buck for the month. There you go. Have at it. Of course, out west, you've got Sasktel. Manitoba's got its own carriers as well. But by and large, we have Telus, we have Bell, and we have Rogers. And for whatever reason, Canadians seem more comfortable with the big ones. They're established. I know them. I'm going to stick with them. But you see it all the time, too. Oh, I'm so fed up with this company. I'm going with this. Well, the company you just left owns the company you just went to. I don't know if you know this, by the way. But the source? Yeah, that's owned by Bell. That's a Bell store. Rogers, at least, puts, you know, the Rogers brand on the store. So you know you're shopping at a Rogers store. But are you encouraged? Do you actually think, do you want more competition as it pertains to your cell phone, as it pertains to your TV services, as it pertains to your internet services? I know I do. There's a company in the UK, by the way, called cable.co.uk. They have analyzed 5,554 mobile data plans in 228 countries. They did this back in 2020. And they did this in order to calculate the cost of 1 gig of data around the world. The five cheapest countries in terms of the average cost of 1 gig of mobile data. Think what you pay for your cell phone, regardless of who your carrier is. Okay, even the one that I just, you know, I was saying, hey, I'm pretty happy with my carrier. They can't hold a candle to these prices. 1 gig of mobile data in India will set you back 9 cents. 1 gig of mobile data in Israel, 11 cents. Kyrgyzstan, 1 gig of mobile data, 21 cents. Italy, 1 gig of data, 43 cents. And we have Ukraine on here as well. I'm not sure if they're doing a whole lot of cell phone selling in Ukraine right now, but 46 cents for 1 gig. By comparison, in Canada, 1 gig of mobile data in 2020, $12.55. You heard that right. 1 gig in India, 9 cents. 1 gig in Canada, $12.55. In the U.S., they're not the cheapest. They're certainly less than us. An average of $8 for a gig of data. You're buying air. Right? Now, I understand there's infrastructure and there's equipment involved in making it all happen. But India, 9 cents. Canada, $12.55. So, there's a new chair and CEO of the CRTC who's going to look at everything from the Canadian content regulations, which they just quote-unquote updated. I think a lot of what they've decided are a huge step backwards and puts radio at an even bigger disadvantage when, you know, up against things like Spotify, podcast, streaming services like the one I run, etc. But they're going to look at it all. And I'm very, very encouraged by the resume of Vicky Eatrides, the new CEO and chair of the CRTC. So are you ready for some competition? What are you paying right now? Who are you with? Do you have some good stories regarding your cell phone service, your internet service, TV service, etc.? 613-604-6464. It's called It's Your Call. It is brought to you by McCarthy Automotive. You want to talk about value for your money? McCarthy Automotive. The kind of people who, it's the first place I've ever gone into in all the years that I've been servicing. You know, I've had vehicles since I was 18 years old. Okay, sir, you need new brakes, new brake pads. Okay, fine. Thank you very much. And then you get the bill and you walk out and you go, okay, I got new brakes. McCarthy Automotive is the first place I've ever done business with where they actually showed me the old brake pads and rotors, etc., explained why they needed to be replaced, showed me the wear and tear, and compared them to what the new stuff would look like. It became abundantly clear to me that, yes, I mean, obviously, shiny new, I get it, but just how worn everything was. But it also dawned on me, nobody's ever done that before. How did I know that I actually needed new brakes? I wasn't afforded the opportunity to make this decision. It's just, it's little, smart, simple things like that that they do that you suddenly realize, this is a place I'm really proud to do business with, and I'm very proud to do business. McCarthy Automotive, they are family-owned and operated. All of their staff are like family to them. They're a great team. McCarthy Automotive, 1150 Heron Road, just west of Bank Street. McCarthyAutomotive.ca. Joshua says there is even less competition in rural areas. Yes, there absolutely is. Peter is in on Facebook. He says we have no competition in almost nothing in Canada. Banks, cell, internet, restaurants, supermarkets, airlines, and rob Canadians with high prices and garbage service. We got some comments coming in from the website that I'll have to jump through a couple of hoops to get to, but I encourage you to do that too, by the way. That's not your fault that I'm not set up for that. It's mine. Nick of the Nick and Joe Show, Wednesday nights, 8 till 10 here on BTR. More competition is the heart of the free market system. The more people competing for your dollar, the better a deal you will get. Amen. And that's why I support these littler companies. I don't want to say that Videotron is a little company. They're not. Now, compared to a Bell or a Rogers, they certainly are. Although I believe their name is on the arena in Quebec City, is it not? So they're not tiny. But you know what I'm saying. Right? I look outside the obvious. Are you ready for some new competition? David says, abso-freaking-lutely. I heard that, David. Thank you. Over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BTRradio. I tell our customers when calling into customer service, try speaking in the other languages, French, Spanish. Then their wait times are shorter. Okay, so if you speak French or Spanish, their wait times are shorter. Interesting. Okay. I don't speak Spanish, so I'm at a disadvantage there. My French is not nearly as good as it used to be, unfortunately. See, I used to be, I was almost fluent in French. And now I have to think before I speak, and it slows me down, frustrates me. Back to Peter. He says, so many things need to be fixed in this country. Canadians are tired of being ripped off. She better do it, opposed to all talk like other appointed chairs did, and conservative ministers and liberal ministers have been a disgrace. Okay, so How do you hold her to account, Peter? Are you prepared to write and say, hey, I've read all these wonderful things about you. I'm watching. I'm paying attention. Are you making your thoughts and feelings known to the CRTC? Torque your nuts, says Hine. Yes, that's one of the first advertising campaigns we did for McCarthy Automotive. You know what? It's interesting. Back to our sponsors, McCarthy Automotive. Saw somebody just yesterday post a picture of their service vehicle that they did not take to McCarthy Automotive. I want to underscore that. Now, their service vehicle, wherever they did business, put the winter tires on, never said to them, hey, listen, after 100K, come on back and let us torque your nuts. Guess what? Wheel fell off the vehicle. That's one of the scariest things that can possibly happen, especially, I mean, think of the people, you know, on the highway. McCarthy Automotive are big on reminding you of that, and they want to remind you of that. You know, it sounds silly and goofy, torque your nuts, but seriously, after 100 kilometers of driving, once your wheel has been off for any reason, get back and let them reset, torque your nuts, so that the chances of a wheel falling off are pretty much nil. Just another one of the great things about McCarthy Automotive. And Hine, thanks for bringing that up. Anne says, they all talk big until they take office or appointment, and then they get sucked into the void. Okay. We're going to see. Again, I'm very encouraged by her language. I am optimistic about this one. You know, certainly I have concerns because, I mean, we know who's ruling the roost, right? And we know who's putting the policies in place and how much influence do they actually have there, and how much intestinal fortitude will she have? And the new team, she's not the only new appointee, by the way, at the CRTC. There's a whole new board that goes in, etc. And will they be able, and will they be in a position to actually do the things that they want to do? Amalgamation in all levels of life are bad. Business and government. The bigger the organization, the worse the service. I'd pay a little more to get value for my money. I want to pay less for my cell phone. I see what my American friends are paying. And again, I feel I've got a pretty good deal in Canada, but I'm still not paying what my American friends are paying. I mean, you know, 1 gig of data in India is 9 cents. 1 gig of data here is $12.55. I understand the geographical challenges. You know, the infrastructure, you know, to put up the same, you know, to put up cell phone towers across India to serve people, there's a lot less square footage. There's a lot less, it's a smaller footprint, right? Smaller geographical area. You don't have to have as many things. I get that. But 9 cents versus $12.55? Whoa. I'd be happy. I'd be okay. I mean, if the Americans are doing it for around $8, I'd be happy around $8. And there's the next question. Would you be okay welcoming in some American competitors? Would you be okay having U.S. cell phone service available here? Would you be okay having U.S. cable providers being able to offer cable here or internet? Here's a text from the States. I pay $80 a month for 2 cell phones, unlimited everything. Calls and texts to Canada, Mexico, and U.S. are free. Mm-hmm. That's what the Americans are paying. What's your cell phone bill? I'll be watching her daily like I have the last 40 years and speak to my MP and other MPs. Trust me, I speak on my issues daily everywhere I go, online and in person. Probably what drew you to this show, Peter. I'm glad. I'm glad you're holding these people to account. It's an important thing. Check out Fongo, says Lisa. Okay. Am I giving free promo to something there? I don't know what Fongo is, Lisa. If you could elaborate on that, I'll certainly check it out when I can. Joshua says, the Americans have a larger landmass and cheaper prices. That's the value of competition. Absolutely. But there's got to be a way. I mean, you know, I look at this because I've got the RV now. I'm looking at this mobile internet option. What is it? Starlink? Look, it's no bargain. It's pretty cool stuff, but you got to figure the more people abandon, you know, the typical internet connections offered through cable and landlines, right? Your Bell and your Rogers, and look at satellite. It's $170 a month. That ain't cheap. And we're paying the same thing here as they are in the States and around the world for it. But I'm keeping an eye on things like that because the portability of it is pretty cool. You know, the fact that you can't, like, if you've got satellite service, legally you're supposed to have, you know, leave your dish at home and pay a second price at the cottage. Little things like that are what the CRTC can look at and go, uh-uh. USA, 10 times the population of Canada. Yeah, no, I get that. Bring on U.S. competition. So Glenn's all for that. Hein has unlimited talk and text for two phones. Also unlimited data throttled after 30 gigs for $160 a month. Plus, I get basic satellite included free. That's the thing that kills me. These campaigns for unlimited data. 30 gigs of data. Yeah, five at full speed. And then after that, we're going to, you know, choke it off and whatever else. That, to me, is what I want to see the CRTC stand up to. I want you to be honest in what I'm buying. And look, if you want to call it, I don't care what brand name you want to put on it, but if it's owned by another company, that name should be on there as well. So I know who I'm doing business with. David says, one of the things the cable companies are currently doing is they are responsible for cloning and or creating channels. In the case of cloning, many of the channels that share the same name as the U.S. channels, our versions are actually entirely Canadian versions of these channels. They run different programming and Canadian commercials. The actual U.S. channels we do get, they still insert Canadian ads. Yeah, Paramount's a good example of that. And I think if the people who ran Paramount in the States were aware of the same three promos airing here in Canada, they'd probably turn around and say, okay, you can't have our channel anymore. Yep, no, I get it. Lisa says, Fongo is my internet provider. Ah, okay, $45.20 a month. Voice over IP phone, $5.59 a month. They have an app you could download to a cell phone and use it free as well. Okay, interesting. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff out there. Look, and a lot of these, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, with these free TV boxes and stuff. There's a lot of legal questions as to how legit those are, etc. I know people are looking at all, but this is the thing. People are looking at all kinds of ways to not pay the full on prices because they know they're getting gouged. I wouldn't look to jump through hoops if I felt that what I was paying was giving me value for that money. And all I do is I look at, okay, what are my American brothers and sisters and cousins and friends and family? What are they paying? A lot less and getting a lot more. Peter says, I've worked for Rogers. They have reps lie to customers. Cell phone companies use outdated tech in accounting office, which was modified from the U.S. Ted Rogers uses AT&T back office software to run the whole accounting operation. Back office goes down often. Well, Peter, I'm sorry to tell you, Ted Rogers passed away a few years ago. So I don't think he's using that. There is a great story, though. Here's a fun story. When high speed was a new thing, okay, Bell sent me a notice saying high speed was available in my neighborhood. And I was running an old Windows computer. I think it was like Windows 98. And I had been using dial-up internet before that. Well, high speed was available. Okay, great. So they shipped me the modem and all the little phone filters and stuff and set it up myself. Things running great. I was happy. Came home from work one day, no internet, and a message from Bell. We see you have high-speed internet. You shouldn't. Your area is not wired for high-speed internet yet. Except you sent me a letter inviting me to get high-speed internet because it was in my neighborhood. Anyway, get on the phone. Sure enough, not available. Please send the thing back to the Bell store. So I do. I go to Billingsbridge and I drop off this box of stuff. Kid working in the store has never seen it before in his life. Has no idea what it is or what to do with it. Okay, thanks for bringing it back to the store. A few months go by. I get another letter from Bell. Hey, your neighborhood is now wired up for high-speed internet. Call this number. So I do. And I say, well, listen, we went through this before. Sir, we wouldn't have sent you the letter if your neighborhood wasn't ready. I think the first time was probably a mistake, but it's available in your neighborhood. Hey, that's great. Feel free to send that to me. And I wait. And I wait. And I wait. And I call. Hi, still waiting on the box. Oh, well, our records show that you already have all the gear. No, you told me to take that back to the store. Oh, did you? Yes. Oh, we have no record of that. Okay. Could we have the receipt number? Again, kid didn't even know what I had brought back. Anyway, they called the store. They found it there. Fine. We'll ship out another one. Hook it up. Happy as can be. Sir, we've had to cut off your internet. You're in a neighborhood that's not wired for high-speed internet. Like, here we go again. The frustrations of this. So, I then called. I called Rogers. I said, okay, can you make high-speed happen at my house? Yes, sir, we can. They were out there, whatever it was, the next day or two, and they confided to me. The president of Bell was using Rogers' high-speed because he couldn't get it to work at his place either. I'm sure things have changed. We're talking a few years ago back in the early days. And by the way, when I worked in the Bell building downtown, I don't even care if they get angry at me for this, but when I worked in the Bell building downtown, they had us out on the sidewalks promoting Bell Television. We had to do that as employees. Get out on the sidewalk and promote Bell TV. Meanwhile, in our own building, in the Bell building, we were using Rogers cable. I know, it's ridiculous. Anyway, that's just a side story. Starlink is great, says Peter. People love it. Friends have RV edition plus boat edition plus residential versions. Yeah, I mean, you know, the technology is changing so, so quickly. I'm very into the Starlink thing. I don't like the $170 a month for internet, although it is a lot faster. I certainly like the idea of it, especially, you know, like last summer at the cottage, like in New Brunswick, it's barely above dial-up. It is atrocious how some of our rural communities are ignored. And this is the thing. This is where competition comes in. They are ignored. They're just not a big enough population for some of these companies to really give a damn to bother. My cottage is just outside a village that has a population of 500 in New Brunswick. They don't care to go in and put all that infrastructure in place. And to a point, I don't blame them. As a business person, I certainly understand and empathize. So I look at, you know, the Starlink internet, but it's $170 a month. On the other hand, the nice thing about the Starlink is you're not going to use it this month. You can cancel it and not pay for it. So there is that advantage. Let's see. $1 Canadian is $1.36 in the U.S. at the moment. Okay. Download the damn TV shows with no commercials and stream to. I use, okay. We're starting to promote some services, guys, that I'm not sure are legit, and I don't want to get into encouraging people to do that. Look, in fairness to the Bells and the Rogers, etc. of the world, they go and they buy this programming, and they buy it legally, and the idea is they can resell it to you and I, redistribute it, and get their own commercials on it and make money. I don't begrudge them that. So I don't want to get into conversations about how to skirt around that. You know, and the Super Bowl is a good example. I know we went through this whole thing, right? You know, you know, because people in Canada are upset. Well, why am I having to watch the CTV commercials? I want to see the American commercials. Well, because Bell spends a ton of money as a private company to buy the copyrights for Canada, which affords Bell, who bought the programming, the right to sell commercials and try and profit off it. Not indifferent to why you buy real estate. So you can do what you want to your property, upgrade it, flip it, sell it, put money in your pocket, or keep it as, you know, a long-term investment. I don't begrudge them that. So, but that's a good example of the kind of thing. You know, and then, of course, the CRTC said, well, people are really upset they can't watch the American commercials, so they force Bell to, you know, not block the American channels. Oh, Canadians would have a choice. Well, we all know how that worked out. Let me see. I'm also extremely frustrated at the channels we don't get. Most of HBO Max programming, MeTV, Hulu, TBS, TNT, to name a few. Well, again, that, David, is because there are Canadian companies who own that programming, who have bought and paid for that programming, who absolutely deserve to be able to show that to Canadians. They own the Canadian territorial rights to it. If you owned it and had territorial rights, how would you feel about somebody ripping it off and giving it away for free, right? And I get it. If you're the consumer of it, you don't care. I just want it. It's just a thing on TV. But you got to remember, there's a lot of people who, you know, whose livings depend on that. That's what copyright protection affords them. New Brunswick used to be a high-speed province with former Premier McKenna. Yes, they did. But I'll tell you, those are some of the slowest internet speeds, and the cell phone service is unbelievably slow as well. It is very frustrating for me trying to do very basic internet radio streaming from that cottage in New Brunswick. It's very frustrating. I have to stream your show through a tethered cell phone because our internet is 5 megabits per second out here. Yeah, I've had to do that too, Hein, in order to get the show on the air in New Brunswick. It's absolutely crazy. It really, really is. And by the way, one of the other advantages, if your cell phone data plan, for example, drops, you know, you've heard of satellite radio, etc. Well, your little cell phone device, it plugs right into your dashboard now. And if you weren't paying an obscene amount of money for data, you'd actually realize that on your cell phone, not only can you hear blasttheradio.com, but actually thousands upon thousands upon thousands of digital streaming radio stations from around the world, plus your Spotify's, etc. Anyway, it sounds to me like you would welcome some competition and that you're all for prices coming down, which shouldn't shock anyone. Really. But a new head of the CRTC takes over on January 5th. We will absolutely keep an eye on things and hope that she is true to her word, that she wants to put money back in the pockets of Canadians. Now, if we could only find a politician who says those same things, I'd certainly listen. Happy to listen to you again tomorrow on It's Your Call. Talk then.